Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We're going to talk about Raw. Got a lot to talk about with Raw. I was there. You know those shirts? I was there! Yeah, I was there at Raw last night. And it was a fine show. I wouldn't say it was a great show or anything like that, but we did get a very newsworthy angle. After all these years, the Judgment Day has imploded. Which, by the way, we could talk a little history of the Judgment Day as well, which is kind of fun. So anyway, we're going to talk about that, plus WrestleMania. You know, every day when the show starts, what's the chat talking about? What are the Twitch homies talking about here today? And the answer today is the WrestleMania card. People not blown away by WrestleMania. And we'll talk about that. Plus, NXT is coming up tonight. We got Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. Dynamite, of course, is the go-home show for Revolution, which is coming up on Sunday, everybody. That screwed up my whole weekend. I thought it was Saturday. Made a whole bunch of plans. Had to change them all. Sunday night, which is sometimes not fun, especially if you're on the East Coast, because Tony just goes as long as humanly possible. And it is a work night, and it is a school night. But we'll tell you the lineup for that show. Also got AEW's version of the former WWE Network. MyAEW.com is launched outside the U.S. and Canada. But you get a lot of stuff with that. We'll talk about AJ Francis's contract, the TNA Thursday Night Impact ratings, a New Japan Cup, and plenty more. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline@gmail.com. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
That pallet of pavers collecting dust? The beginnings of a garden? Those stray fence posts? Are you haunted by half-finished projects on your land? John Deere is here to say, not anymore. Our compact tractors allow you to swap implements easily, and they're backed by the nation's largest dealer network. You always had the right idea, and with the right tools, those projects can get finished for good. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is not joining us. I forgot he's got an appointment for his knee today. So he's actually going to be on Thursday instead of today. Looks like I'm going solo today. Not the first time. Well, we got a lot to talk about, so people in the chat talking about WrestleMania, they're pretty about WrestleMania, and it's not just the people on the chat. I mean, tickets not moving quick, as we've talked about, and obviously the high ticket prices. We've been talking about that for a long time. That's a big part of it. Raw did well last night. You know, they did almost 10,000. But ticket prices were pretty high. I mean, for those of you that saw the pictures on Twitter that I posted, people were like, my God, he's sitting with the angels. I was quite a ways up, which was actually interesting because when I looked at the seating map didn't look like they were as high up as they ended up being. I was in the 100 level, which I always thought the 100 level was like lower, but not here, not at Climate Pledge. 100 was, in fact, up with the Angels. And those tickets, even the week before the show, were $100 each. I think $118 each I paid. And that was a lot. So, three, 4 weeks ago, those were $200 tickets each to sit where I was sitting for that Raw show. So, you know, They sold a lot of tickets. You know, they did 9,000, 9,500, somewhere around there. But they certainly didn't do 11, 12. You know, there was a barrier to entry for some people, high ticket prices. And with WrestleMania, the ticket prices are even higher. The last I checked, if you want to sit like so far at the top of the building that if you look over the edge, you could fall to your death. I mean, we're talking, I think $400 for a single ticket. Way out in the middle of nowhere. And obviously those are going to drop more. But, you know, we're now 6 weeks out, 5-6 weeks out. And fact of the matter is they're asking you, the viewer, to pay a lot of money for what? CM Punk Roman Reigns is a match between obviously two of the biggest names in the company. But, you know, the reality is Roman Reigns was gone for months and months and months and months. He came back and won a Royal Rumble, and now they're having a match. I mean, there's no, you know, the story of WrestleMania, it wasn't always like there's a year-long build, but it was the big show at the end of the year. So what are the blow-off rivalries at the end of the year? There's no blow-off for CM Punk and Roman Reigns. They've never had a match before. So it is a first-time match. You know, CM Punk, Roman Reigns in a singles match, Punk defending the title. That's never happened before. But it's not like, okay, well, this is a big blow-off, you know, for a year-long feud, and these are the stakes. You know, what we have right now is CM Punk made fun of Roman's father, who is dead, and now the Usos are very mad at Punk for that. And I guess they had a match at Mania last year. But what does it have to do with this year? What is last year's... Serious question. What does last year's CM Punk-Roman Reigns match have anything to do with this year's? Never mentioned. They don't talk about it. You know, all they talk about is last night the Usos got mad at Punk for making a comment about Roman Reigns' father. So, like, that's the biggest match on the show thus far. You got Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes, which, again, is a big match. But I guess, you know, I think this was, like, the King of the Ring finals, if I recall correctly. So it's not even the first time they've been doing it. And, you know, they met in the King of the Ring finals because they were both in a tournament and they both went to the finals. Now they're having a match again, which is sort of the same thing. You know, Randy Orton won the Elimination Chamber, and so he went to the finals. And Cody Rhodes wasn't even in the picture. He lost at the Royal Rumble. He lost at the Elimination Chamber. He lost the world title earlier in the year. But then, you know, because somebody interfered in the chamber match, he was gifted a title match and he won and he's now the champion. So that's how we're getting Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton. You know, it's exactly like King of the Ring. They're both babyfaces. They're both friends. There's no issue between the two. It's just a match. Stephanie and Liv Morgan, you know, they did a couple of videos to set that up. Jade Cargill and Rhea Ripley wasn't even supposed to ever happen. It was supposed to be Jade Cargill and Bianca. And then we've got this Brock Lesnar match where Brock Lesnar is going to wrestle somebody. And who is it? Probably Obafemi. I can't say that for sure. I think that would at least be a fun match. It's a match I want to see. But, you know, as far as like matches that we actually know who's wrestling who, we're 5 weeks out from the biggest show of the year, a two-night event, and we have four matches. And, you know, the closer you get to WrestleMania, the more you got to pay for your flight, the more you got to pay for your hotel, the more you got to pay for whatever. So as far as, like, you know, drawing a crowd from outside Las Vegas, I mean, we should have had a card a long time ago, or at least an idea of what some of these top matches were a long time ago. So, there you go. I'm sure they'll come up with every excuse. And, you know, Dave's talked about how, well, they're really concerned about, you know, social media criticism of matches. I don't even know if it's social media criticism of matches. I know people on social media are criticizing matches, but, like, the matches that they changed for the very reason that I and others thought that they should change them. You know, it was originally going to be Roman Reigns and Cody. And it was like, we've seen that match. I mean, how many times do we need to see that match at WrestleMania? So they decided to change it. Then they came up and like, to solve the problem of a match we've seen too many times, they changed it to another match, which we've also seen too many times, Cody Rhodes and Drew. And then it was like, well, maybe we have seen this too many times. So now it's Cody Rhodes and Randy, which will actually be the second time in a calendar year we've seen this as a main event on a big show. And, you know, what brings people to WrestleMania is storylines culminating in big matches. Not just big names wrestling each other, but storylines culminating in big matches. And we don't have storylines culminating in Punk and Roman, Steph and Liv, Cody and Randy, or Jade and Rhea. They're going to try in the next 5 weeks, But these are not storylines that have been built up over the past year and twists and turns, and now here's going to be the big payoff. And we only have four matches on a two-night event 5 weeks out. So, you know, at Raw last night, I watched the show, and I thought that Women's Gauntlet in the ring, I thought it was a pretty good match, but, you know, there was no heat. And as I sat there, and boy, I had a view of the whole building where I was sitting, it's not like people were on their phones. It's not like they weren't paying attention. I mean, people were sitting there, and they were watching the matches, and, you know, they watched the whole time, but at the end of the day, it's the second gauntlet match we've seen in 3 days. We had the gauntlet match on SmackDown. Now we have another gauntlet match on Raw. And in both cases, it's not like the winner is getting a championship match at WrestleMania. The winner's getting a shot against AJ on next week's Raw. And I think everybody knows there ain't going to be a title change. So they're watching it. They don't dislike it, but they're not invested in it. Because there's no big, oh man, Bayley's going to win that title and go to WrestleMania. I don't think anybody believes for a second that AJ is losing the title. At best, you're going to get an angle involving Bayley to do something for WrestleMania. But there was a lot of that on the show. It's like the only thing people were really, really, really invested in, other than, you know, the entrances they got to yeet for and sing CM Punk's song, the thing they were most invested in was the breakup of Finn Balor and Dom. You know, after all these years, this group is split. It's been like 4 years in the making or something like that. So people were into it because it was the culmination of a multi-year thing. Anyway, at more after the break, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And I should mention, as I witness the destruction of the Judgment Day, well, I guess they just kicked out Finn. But anyway, you know, this Judgment Day has been around since it started in 2022. And it's funny because originally the Judgment Day was a group created by Edge. He created this group at the 2022 WrestleMania. And they went for like 2 months and slowly added members. You know, they added Rhea and then I think it was Damian Priest first, then Rhea. But anyway, the point is they started this group. And the group, this was coming after like the pandemic and the mini movies and the Bray Wyatt stuff. It was a little spooky. And, you know, they went about 2 months and then Edge was just like, I don't like it. I don't like this spooky stuff. I'm out. And so he got removed from the group. Finn Balor ends up replacing him. And as soon as Edge left, because he didn't want to be involved in anything spooky, the group was no longer spooky. And away they went for the next 4 years. And now Finn Balor has been booted out. So, obviously, Finn Balor and Dominic actually is probably one of the matches with the best, like, long-term storyline of anything at WrestleMania right now. So, I kind of wish it was for the title, the Intercontinental title or whatever Dom had. There's about 75 titles. But such is life. We've moved on. I should note, after more than 6 years, AEW Now is their own fast channel as part of a new partnership with streaming technology provider Keysway. Did I get that right? That may portend the end of their relationship with Triller. Well, everyone's relationship with Triller might end soon. They are having some difficult financial times. It has been announced on Monday. My AEW, outside the U.S. and Canada, will give fans immersive access to live and on-demand events, a dedicated fast channel with ad-supported viewing available to fans globally, and more exciting features to come in the near future. FAST, an acronym for Free Ad-Supported Streaming Television. It'll be found at myaw.com. Episodes of Dynamite's first year are currently streaming in order for U.S. and Canadian viewers. The website also has a coming soon graphic for the AEW Podcast Network. Fans outside the U.S. and Canada will get all of their AEW and Ring of Honor programming in one spot for one price. There are three packages. If you're, once again, this is outside the U.S. and Canada. You can get a $7.99 monthly plan, which gets you Dynamite, Collision, Ring of Honor, and special events, and archive access. Now, this includes, by the way, live Dynamite and Collision. $19.99 plan gets all of that plus all the AEW pay-per-view that month. So that's $19.99 gets you live Dynamite, live Collision, live AEW pay-per-views, and the archive access. And if you pay $119.99 a year, that includes all of the AEW pay-per-views for the entire year. So that is a heck of a bargain. This is going to become an alternative to Triller, which may not be lasting long. And at this point, unclear whether it will be eventually made available to Pluto TV, Tubi, Roku, Samsung TV+, Zumo Play, etc. But likely they're going to try to make that work. So, yeah, that's the update. If you are outside the U.S., you've got a heck of a deal here. And I got a question for everybody. Obviously, it's a specialized audience I'm speaking to now. But we were talking last night on Observer Radio. Dave got these stats. I guess it would be, he said 2023, 2024 maybe. And I think they were largely from the cable providers. So this would not be your Max, Triller, YouTube TV, or wherever else. The claim is that AW fans buy, on average, one pay-per-view a year. Okay? I find this impossible to believe. Granted, if we go on WrestlingObserver.com, it is a specialized audience full of special people. But, you know, we do polls on there, and there's one actually on the board right now. And literally, it's one person after another. I've bought every single AEW pay-per-view there's ever been. I buy every AEW pay-per-view. I buy every AEW pay-per-view. If you look at the number of buys for AEW pay-per-views, I mean, they average, like, between 110 and 140 on average for every single show. Some shows go higher. Some shows go lower. On average, it's like 110 to 140 every single show. I can't understand, nor can I fathom, that in the entire AEW universe, on average, AEW fans buy one pay-per-view a year. I think that makes no sense. And, I mean, the main thing that I have to say about that is, number one, I can't believe it's true. But this is very important. If that is true, okay, that on average, people who buy AEW pay-per-views only buy one out of eight every year, then everybody that argues that, you know, they don't need video packages, this audience pays a special attention, unlike anyone else in television. They really follow this very, very closely. It's up to the fans to make sure they know what's going on. I mean, those arguments got to go all out the window, dude. If you've got an audience that, at best, buys one pay-per-view a year, then, dude, they ain't watching every Dynamite. They're not watching every Collision. They are, I mean, it's largely a casual audience. Hey, listen, I don't believe that. I think that most AEW pay-per-view buyers buy all of them. I find these stats really weird. But if it's true, I mean, if that is true, if that extrapolates to Triller and YouTube TV and Amazon and all the other places that AEW pay-per-views are available, then they do not have as hardcore a sicko audience as the other sickos believe, because that's a very casual audience that they choose one pay-per-view a year to watch from AEW. So anyway, I'd like everyone's thoughts. If you buy AEW pay-per-views, how many do you buy every year? I wonder how many people say one. And how many people say every single one? AJ Francis was announced yesterday that he has re-signed with TNA. He'll be there for the remainder of 2026, at least for the remainder of 2026. The former top dollar in NXT and WWE has been with TNA since 2024. And Steve Maclin also, although I think Steve Maclin actually re-signed earlier this year, but they're announcing that he has re-signed right now. We've also got last week's TNA Impact, 249,000 viewers in a 0.04. So it is, I believe, the second highest viewership and the maybe fourth highest, 18 to 49, but not bad. For TNA. All right, we got some New Japan Cup notes, I think, if I can find them. Hold on one second. Let's see. Our main man, Jeremy Finestone, has been sending these to me. All right, here we go. This is the update on the New Japan Cup. For those that are watching New Japan, Jeremy Finestone, speaking of strong style. First night of action, Yui Uemura beat Great Okan. Don Fale beat Aaron Wolf. Night two, Narita beat Taichi. Oleg Bolton beat Phantasmo. Night three, Jake Lee beat Yoshihashi. Callum Newman beat Oscar. And on night four, Shota Umino beat Chase Owens. Said to be a 20-minute match that went 20 minutes too long. And Ryohei Oiwa beat Yuto Ice. So if you've got New Japan World and you want to know the best matches, that would be Callum Newman versus Oscar, Oleg Bolton and ELP, and Oiwa and Ice. So if you'd like to watch those are the three best matches if you're going to pick and choose, like AEW pay-per-view buyers, in fact. Action last night resumed with the buys getting their first round matches. Uemura beat Drilla Maloney, and Shingo beat Don Fale. And then on Thursday, that's later this week, Ren Narita faces Kojima. Bolton meets Henare. And then Friday has Goto and Jake Lee. Oh, my God, Jake Lee. And Hartley Jackson and Callum Newman. So there are three former IWGP champions still alive in each quarter of the brackets. And they will be gatekeepers. Three up-and-coming challengers will be facing them. That's Shingo versus Yuya Uemura. Yui is 0-3 against Shingo. And that's a guaranteed match. Newman versus Goto. Newman is 0-1 against Goto. And Shota versus Zack Sabre Jr. They are both 3-3. So those are likely matchups with the winners going to the Final Four. So that is the New Japan Cup update. We'll talk about Ron more after the break. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, and a friendly update. This commercial situation on Netflix still sucks. I tried to go home and watch, see if I missed anything. I wasn't going to watch the whole show again. But I took my daughters, and they want to get souvenirs before the Finn Balor thing. So I was going to go see if I'd missed anything. And impossible. You know, I'm watching the replay. I pay for commercial free. That's the key, everybody. It's like, you know, you have ads on your site. I pay specifically for commercial free. That is an option on Netflix, commercial free. I pay for that. And I'm watching the replay of Monday Night Raw, not the live. And I'm stuck with these unskippable commercials, minutes on end, like 8 commercials in a row. And, man, that first commercial started, I was like, I'm out of here. I ain't watching this. Stupid. So, anyway, Stephanie had that podcast where she was advertising the VPN. They are effectively just driving people to VPNs, if they care enough. You know, some people don't care enough. They just don't watch the show. But it sucks, this commercial thing. And it's a change, by the way. This used to never happen. It is, I used to always watch. You know, the show starts at 5 Pacific. I would get the kids, you know, ready for bed, and then I'd start watching about 8:15. So the show's long over. And it was always like you turn it on and it just goes all the way through, you know, no commercials. It just, you don't even have to skip them. Segment ends, it goes right to the next, like they take the commercials out for you. I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And about a month ago, fun's over, kids. They just immediately, these never-ending death commercials just have been inserted into the show in the most, you know, the worst places imaginable as well, like right in the middle of the matches. You can't even watch the matches. It's just all commercials. So anyway, we'll talk about Raw. I didn't do a report, so I gotta use the report off the front page. But we missed the first segment. But it was basically a segment where Adam Pearce came down to the ring, and then this was just, I'm so glad I missed this because I might have just taken the kids and left. They did this silly thing where Seth Rollins, you know, all these masked guys come out of the crowd. There's all these masked guys, like 20 of them in the ring. And the story is, which one is Seth? Well, the one is, the guy who's Seth is the guy who's standing on the announce table. He takes his mask off. He's there with all these geeks. And then the remaining Vision, which with Paul Heyman out, is down to Logan Paul and the guy who Dave couldn't remember his name last night because he's so memorable, Austin Theory. And they come down to the ring. And Seth's plan is he's going to put the mask on, and then all the mask guys are going to run in a circle so you can't figure out which one is Seth. And it's like, why are you doing this? There's 15, 20 of you mask guys and these two geeks. Why are we hiding from them and running from them? How about you beat them up? Nope, they ran from them. And it led to a segment where the Usos also came out, and they're very angry at CM Punk, and they want an apology later on in the show. If anybody thinks they got an apology, spoiler, they didn't. We had the number one contender gauntlet match, which I think went 45 minutes. And, you know, it was fine. The people were really into Io Sky. Io and Lyra was pretty good. And then they had Ia and Rio, Ia and Raquel. And Raquel ended up winning that when, I think, Liv Morgan. Actually, no. Liv Morgan interfered. Stephanie ran down. And then Io came off the top and hit a dive into a small package for the pin. And then it was Ivy Nile and Io, which Ivy won after Raquel beat up Io Sky after the match. And of course, Io has no friends, nobody to come help her, so she looks like an idiot. She gets killed, and Ivy pins her quickly. And then we had Ivy Nile and Bayley, which Bayley won. People were kind of into Bayley. And then Bayley Asuka, which was probably the best match of the matches. And Bayley won. So next week, it's Bayley versus AJ Lee for the Intercontinental title. And Lyra was there. And I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do, because there's like a story that Bayley's trying to make it to WrestleMania. And they've like done this Bayley Lyra thing on and off forever. It just feels like Bayley's going to turn heel again, and they're just going to see this match, because I don't expect her to win. And I think Bayley won the gauntlet because probably her most comfortable, AJ's most comfortable opponent is Bayley. You know, they've had matches, big matches before. So I presume that's why Bayley won, but I think it'll play into WrestleMania as well. But it was a pretty good match. It was very long. Then we had Natty cutting a promo and was attacked by Maxine Dupree. And the people did pop for Maxine, so there's that. Then we had the most bizarre thing I've seen in a long time. So they advertised El Grande Chad would have a match with Penta for the title. So they go backstage, and Danhausen shows up, and Americano is, yelling at him or whatever, tells him to go away. And so Danhausen curses him, okay? They go to the break, they come back, and El Grande comes down to the ring. And I was watching it just going, wait a second, that's not Chad Gable, that's Ludwig. Why is Ludwig? I could have sworn it was advertised as Chad Gable. And, as a viewer in the building, I had no idea what was going on. And apparently on TV, they didn't know what was going on either. And I guess what happened is when Chad Gable was cursed, they showed Los Americanos lurking like way off in the background. And I guess we were supposed to be paying so much attention and care so much that we would put two and two together that they attacked him and he was then replaced. But, like, none of this was made clear to the viewing audience on live. And apparently it wasn't made clear to the television audience as well. We just didn't know why the other guy came out. So anyway, Penta and El Grande. Penta ended up winning clean. And somehow this leads to Americano versus Americano next week on the show, even though Ludwig lost. And Gable was beat up. I thought the match was fine. Kind of expected it to be better. I thought it'd have way more heat. But honestly, actually, probably the best thing on the show was the Penta promo that he did before this match. When this guy first came to WWE, you know, he had a promo on Raw, and it was out of this world. This guy was like, these fans, they absolutely loved this guy. It was an incredible promo, great delivery. I was like, man, this guy needs to do promos every week. He didn't. So he came out here, same deal, just cut an incredible promo. It's like, oh my God, this guy needs to talk all the time. We'll see if he does, but his promo was probably my favorite thing on the show. I mean, it was great. So then we had Stephanie Vaquero doing a promo on Liv Morgan. I actually missed this, getting souvenirs. Hanalei got a yeet. A gold and diamond yeet necklace, which, man, she took one look at that and her eyes got wide and she was like, I gotta have it. So I got her that. And then Paisley wanted the DX bobbleheads, even though she has no idea who either of them are. But it was something where you could get two toys for the price of one, allegedly. So she got that. We had the Dominic Finn Balor segment where Finn calls out Dom and he starts berating him for not helping him. And he should have had his back and this and that. And then Balor says, you know, you got to learn to fight your own battles. Been trying to guide you for 2 years. The more I realize, maybe your dad's right. Maybe you are a spoiled little prick. So Dom shoves him. Balor hits the Pele kick. McDonough pulls him apart. And then Dom tries a sneak attack. Balor hits a sling blade. goes for the running dropkick, and McDonough lays him out with a lariat, and they all beat him down. And when the show was over, you know, we're driving home, and I said, Paisley, what was your favorite thing on the show? And Paisley, as always, goes, all of it! Just loved everything. She was on her feet cheering. She doesn't know anybody on the show. She has no idea what's going on. But she was on her feet going nuts the entire 2 hours and 20 minutes. And, you know, if somebody chanted something, she'd just chant with them, even if it was like, you know, at some point, I think the fans started chanting for Raquel over Bailey or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but she starts chanting for the heel because she doesn't know any better. But anyway, I said, Hanalei, what was your favorite part of the show? She goes, when the two girls beat up the boy. And in fact, Liv Morgan and Raquel put the boots to Finn Balor in this segment. And then Dom put the hammer in his boot, did the 619. And good angle. And I'm happy that Balor's turned babyface because it's time. This guy could still be, even though he's been around forever, he doesn't look like he's 44, for sure. And he could be a top guy. And we haven't seen him in that position for a long time. So hopefully they do something with him, because that thing he did with Punk in Belfast, it was like, this guy is so underutilized. It's crazy. So then we had Kofi telling Javon, you know, you should join our group. Evan said he'd think about it. We had a Bailey promo about next week. Then we had Obafemi versus Rusev. And you ain't in AEW anymore, brother. You're going to do what you're told. And in fact, Obafemi beats him in 2 minutes, pinned him with a pop-up powerbomb. I enjoyed it for the 2 minutes it was out there. So this, they went immediately, and it's actually kind of weird. I can't figure out what's going on here, but I was there live, and they went from this Obafemi squash to the announcement that Brock Lesnar will be here next week. And I tweeted out, something like he's got to be Brock's opponent or something like that. It was a vague tweet like immediately after the segment aired. I'll find it because it's notable. After that, he kind of has to face Brock, I tweeted. So I tweet that out, and then immediately I start getting all these people talking about Danhausen. So I don't know if like something aired out of order. I saw things in the building in a different order, apparently, than some people saw it on television or something. Because when I tweeted out that thing about Brock, everybody was like, it was apparently during a Danhausen segment, which was much earlier on the version that I saw. I don't know what happened. It was weird. Maybe you guys saw something at home we didn't see. But anyway, Brock Lesnar is going to be here next week. AJ Bailey, El Grande, and Roman Reigns appeared. So maybe we will get El Grande in a mask match coming up at WrestleMania, in which case they have to unmask Gable, because, this Ludwig is the far superior Americano. Then we had the main event segment with CM Punk and the Usos, and they come out, and they want him to apologize, and he has, you know, every excuse in the book. Well, you know, I knew Roman's father, and his brother, and I used to run the roads, and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, we don't care, dude. You got to apologize. And Punk does not want to apologize. So they're all kind of yelling at each other. And then finally Punk goes, he shakes Jay's hand. He goes, I'm sorry. Shakes Jimmy's hand, says he's sorry. And then, of course, it's the old swerve. I'm sorry you guys have just been manipulated by this guy for so long. And so they get angry, and they shove him, and he gets punched. And literally, the show ends with CM Punk looking at the Usos as they leave. And when it was over, it was like, what the hell has this got to do with anything? Like, are we going to have Punk facing both guys leading up to Mania? Guess we'll find out. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So, apparently breaking news, Nino Ambergeza released from AAA on Friday. He was a he was certainly a unique individual. I like watching Nino Ambergeza. But apparently there was some he was in an indie show and something happened and he hit a fan. And you can't do that. And it looks like he has been released. Lucha Blog confirmed. And we'll have more on the front page here after a while. So, well, he's off WrestleMania. Not that he was going to be on, but got to find out what's going on, everybody. We got NXT tonight, which is a follow-up to the paper. The PLE really rolls off the tongue this past weekend. But we got some matches announced for the show. And those include Ethan Page and Ricky Saints versus Joe Hendry and Miles Bourne. And, man, we're a little over three weeks away from Stand and Deliver. And we don't know where Stand and Deliver is airing, nor do we have any idea what's going on with the NXT title. So they got to get some stuff going tonight. Ren Sinclair, Thea Hale, Speed Tournament Finals. Davion Heights, Charlie Dempsey versus Lexus King and Uriah Connors, which I presume is Tavion getting a horseman beatdown and Charlie joins the group. And Jasper Troy, Eli Knight, and Sean Legacy. Jasper Troy wants to beat these two dudes and then get his speed title back. So that's tonight, everybody. Check it out. We'll be back tomorrow with Filthy Tom Lawler, Fuck AW Dynamite, and plenty more. Thanks for listening, folks. Sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com, for more. or Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. Brian and Vinny show tonight. Another WWE, one of those tapes from the 90s. Those are always fun. Slam, bam, something or other, ma'am. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.